Text numéro 11. AI reunites Holocaust survivor with childhood photos. Blanche remembers hiding inside a bed while Nazis searched for her. I felt them tapping on the bed, she recalls. I said, you better not breathe or sneeze or anything. Blanche was a survivor. She was lucky. 6 million Jews like her were murdered by the Nazis in the Holocaust during World War II. The names of more than 1 million of those people are unknown. Now a tool using artificial intelligence, AI, built by a software engineer for Google, could hold the key to putting names to some of the many faces, both victims and survivors, in hundreds of thousands of historic photographs. It found Blanche in a wartime photo which she had never seen before. The website, Numbers to Names, uses facial recognition technology to analyse a person's face. It then searches through archive photos to find potential matches. The software has been cross-referencing millions of faces to try to find matches for people who have already been identified in one photo but not in others. That detective work could then help identify some people in photos whose identities are currently unknown. Blanche, who is now 86 and lives in New York, knew about one family snapshot, but she'd never previously seen other photos taken in France during the war. It was the AI software which made the connection. Blanche lived in Poland when the Nazis came looking for her and her family. Her mother and her siblings were killed, but she was saved thanks to her Aunt Rose, who hid her. The lost image from the past triggered a long-forgotten memory in her, a French song she learned as a child. Blanche immediately recognised herself standing at the front of the large group of people, but that's not all. She also identified her Aunt Rose and one of the boys in the photo, giving the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum new information to work with. It's so important to identify these photos, says the Director of Curatorial Affairs at the museum. You're restoring some semblance of dignity to them, some comfort to their family, and it's a form of memorial for the entire Jewish community. That's part of the problem. I can't stress enough how important these photos are of individuals. We all know the figure, 6 million Jews were killed, but it's really one person 6 million times. Every person has a name, every person has a face. Before Blanche set eyes on the photo, only 3 people in it had been identified. Thanks to Blanche and the software, that number has doubled. Adapted from BBC News, November 2022.